This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the KDKA All Local on Pittsburgh's News Weather and Traffic Station, 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
I'm Paul Rasmussen. Mark Fogle is back. Allegheny County Police say the Butler native arrived at Pittsburgh International late Tuesday afternoon after his release from Russia in a prisoner exchange last week. He was serving a 14-year sentence on a drug charge. Fogle and his family are asking the media and public for privacy so they have the space to heal together. A Lower Borough man suffers from hypothermia after spending hours trapped in his car. News Radio KDKA's Tamira Rush has the story.
86-year-old Larry Conklin was trapped in his vehicle for 15 hours in freezing temperatures with no phone to call for help. But thanks to the help of a stranger, he was rescued. Michael Totolo was out walking his dog Oliver when he came across Conklin's Jeep. It was iced over, but they were able to call for help. Authorities responded and used a basket and rope system to get Conklin to a flat area where he was transported to a local hospital. Conklin was responsive but showing symptoms of hypothermia. Residents in the area reported no signs of an accident that would have been cause for concern. But Oliver, the two-year-old rescue mini doodle's keen sense turned him into a hero. Conklin's daughter said he was on his way to visit a friend when they believe a drop in blood sugar led to the accident. Conklin is said to be doing just fine. Tamira Rush News Radio, KDKA.
Today on the Big K Morning Show, a big announcement out of Latrobe.
We will be holding the 100th anniversary air show, the Shop and Save Westmoreland. Not only an air show, but it's an international air show. We'll have the Snowbirds out of Canada to perform June 21st and 22nd.
That is Westmoreland Airport Authority Executive Director Gabe Monzo with the exclusive announcement on KDKA Radio. Monzo says they're expecting attendance of 100,000. The Pittsburgh School District will continue its legal fight over a property reassessment in Allegheny County. The district plans to appeal in Commonwealth Court, a ruling last week throwing out the lawsuit aimed at forcing the county to reassess all properties. In Thursday's ruling, the Common Pleas Court judge said the school district does not have the legal right to sue the county over reassessment. First National Bank has opened its new headquarters in the Lower Hill District. The FNB Financial Center is in a just-finished 26-story building at the intersection of Washington Place and Bedford Avenue. First National says the state-of-the-art building is about 70% occupied. It has touchless entry, floor-to-ceiling windows, a cafe, a fitness facility for employees, and outdoor space as well. Someone in Westmoreland County has won $500,000 playing the Pennsylvania Lottery's Cash 5 game. The ticket worth $500,000 from Tuesday's drawing was sold at the PT Stop convenience store on Route 130 in Irwin. The man who was gunned down Tuesday morning in East Hills has been identified. The medical examiner's office says 44-year-old Conrad Rozier died after being shot in the chest. Police say it happened during an apparent robbery in the 2300 block of East Hills Drive. The police bureau's violent crime unit is investigating the killing, and charges have been filed in a Bethel Park shooting last month that left two men in critical condition. Allegheny County police say 47-year-old Seth Zimmerman shot a man in a home on Chesbriar Drive on January 30th and then shot himself. There's no word about what led to the shooting, and Zimmerman is now facing multiple charges, including attempted homicide. Fish will be stopping in Pittsburgh during their summer concert tour. Popular rock band from Vermont scheduled to perform at the Peterson Event Center on Tuesday, June 24th, and general ticket sales will start on Friday, February 28th.
Thanks for listening to the KDKA All Local. You can follow or subscribe to this podcast in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. For the latest breaking news, traffic, and weather, be sure to tune in to KDKA or download the Odyssey app to take us with you wherever you go.